With KAZU News, I'm Lisa Ledeen. Monterey County Hospitals released a joint statement this week in response to immigration enforcement concerns. KAZU's Erin Molesbury has more.
Salinas Valley Health, Monash Health, and Mee Memorial Healthcare System are urging people to continue seeking care no matter their immigration status. The healthcare providers note that all care is confidential and they do not ask about immigration status. In a press briefing this week, Natividad CEO Chad Harris stressed patient medical information is protected.
We are committed to providing equitable, compassionate care to all individuals, regardless of immigration status.
Director of the Monterey County Health Department, Elsa Jimenez, says the county health system is there for the community.
Red cards with information about your constitutional rights are available at Natividad and our health department clinics.
She added the county is reminding medical staff of patient privacy policies. Erin Mulsberg, KAZU News.
The third annual TEDx seminar at Cal State Monterey Bay is today. This year's 12 speakers will tell stories around the theme of waves. CSUMB's Dan Burfein coordinates the event.
There's a real value in what TED and TEDx provide for, you know, communities, individuals, a kind of sharing.
The event will be streamed from 1 to 5 p.m. Afterwards, the talks will be archived on the TEDx website. CSUMB holds the license for KAZU. This is KAZU News. I'm Lisa Ledeen.
With KAZU News, I'm Amy Mayer. A short documentary about life in the Salinas Valley premiered at this year's Sundance Film Festival. KAZU's Elena Neal Sachs spoke with filmmakers Rodrigo Ojeda Beck and Robert Machoyan about their film, The Long Valley.
The two friends have collaborated on multiple previous films. Ojeda Beck was living in Monterey when he first had the idea to do a film about the Salinas Valley. Machoyan says he had to warm up to the idea.
And it took me a little while because it's like where I grew up, but I'm also like really protective about the people there because the dialogue in the media is very one-dimensional and they're very multidimensional people and they're very beautiful. And so it took me a little while to be like, how are we approaching this?
It's not like we want to make a movie about X, Y, or Z. We're more driving around the area and observing the landscape and kind of meeting people and interviewing them and finding connections between those observations of the space and also the kind of knowledge our participants were giving us throughout the film.
There's a scene about halfway through that really struck me where a man is talking about how certain songs remind him of his wife and daughter who aren't in the U.S. and he gets choked up. And I'm just wondering if you could talk a bit about like how that scene came to be and why you chose to include it.
So I got to meet that person through a former student at CSUMB who's a former student of mine. He's an alumni from the university, and that was one of his friends. And so we went in to document him as a mixed martial artist, actually. And so that's how the conversation started. But I'm always trying to be open to where something starts, but more interested in where it goes. So throughout that interview, some of these themes started coming up. The idea of him being separated from his wife and child, this idea of like, he will continue to try, and all it's just a matter of waiting. And that seemed really congruent with what a lot of other people were saying in terms of time.
Can you just like tell me, like talk a little bit about the role that time plays as a theme?
We got our first interview, who also happens to be the first kind of participant in the film. And he shared this line that time is like the wind. You don't see it, but you feel it. And for me, hearing that kind of line really made me rethink about a lot of the footage we were capturing. Because what a lot of it was the wind. And we're holding shots, I think, a lot longer than most films. So we're also visualizing time, both in kind of this metaphorical tier of, you know, time is wind, but then also literally making an audience look at a shot for a specific amount of time and hopefully having them look deeper into the composition.
What are the primary emotions that the film conjures for both of you?
For me, it was really interesting because, you know, when you grow up in a small town, you're like supposed to leave. It's almost the same kind of experience when you move out of the home you grew up in. It's like there's this need for conflict with your parents to like allow the leaving to like happen in a way that you're almost like good riddance, you know, kind of a thing, even though you love your parents. And it was kind of like that in a way in King City, it's like, because the people are amazing there, you have to like conjure this negative like feeling so you can break from it, so you don't stay there, so that you can grow. What the documentary process required me to do was like process the beauty of where I lived and like become very aware that like this is the culture that like I grew up in and I feel most comfortable with. And these are the people that like define me, and like my own moral kind of compass comes from like this community. So it was really emotional, even the first cut, because it's like, in many ways, it's like watching myself in a way, because this is like me, like this place is me.
For Robert, it was this idea of coming back. And then while we were shooting, you know, I got this tenure track job at Sac State. So I was, for me, it became a film about leaving. So it was kind of interesting, just kind of building off what Robert was saying about like, this sweetness of maybe reconnecting with this place you loved. And for me, like coming to terms with saying goodbye.
That was Elena Neal Sachs speaking with Rodrigo Ojeda Beck and Robert Machoyan. I'm Amy Mayer, and this is KAZU News.